Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aron B'Yaakov Sholem and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Daf Dalet. The Gemara on the top of the page, when it speaks about one of the reasons the Moshe Rabbeinu had a prisha and he was called upon to be separated, is Kedei Shete Toiro Nitenes Be'emo. Toiro should be given with trepidation. Shenema Iftas Hashem Be'iro, you worship Hashem with fear. V'gilu Be'ra'odo, and you rejoice, trembling. My v'gilu b'riyoda, says the Gemara, Oma avada bar madno marav, b'mokon gilo shom tehei rado. In the place of rejoicing, that's where you also have to be trembling. You have to have the gila, the simcha, the joy, and you also have to have, at the same time, the fear. You have to have the awe in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you receive Torah. This Gemara connects beautifully with the Rashash, Rosh Shom Sharabi, who points out that when the Gemara tells us that Matan Torah was given, it says, Anoichi v'lo yelecha mipi ha-gvuro shamanu. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gvura. Gvura is the middle of din, the middle of judgment, what brings fear to people. Even though usually the Torah is called Rachmana, Lashon Rachamim, but when the Torah is given to the world, it comes with that awe, with that fear, with the pachat. The only way for Torah, for the Hashpa to come to the world, is to have with it the Yira. The Avah that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come with Yirat in order to define it. That's the reason in Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Yisrael so much, repeating again and again, don't get close to the mountain. You have to know your place. You have to know your borders. You need to know where not to get too close. Because the whole Matan Torah is Gilu Berodo. You have to be with Simcha, but on the other hand, you have to have combined with that the fear and the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Maharsha here seems to ask that the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Amud Beis in the beginning of Perek Ein Oimdim speaks about the same drasha that we say over here, Gilu Berodo, and the Gemara says, Bekom Gilu Sham Te Raido. And the Gemara there seems to speak about davening. That when you daven, that's when you have that combination of the fear and joy. So the Maharsha asks, here the Gemara speaks about Matan Torah, there we speak about Tefillah, and we have the drasha for both. But the Vilna Gaon on the Biuri HaGadlus and that in Gemara and Brachas, he explains that the Gemara that says over there Gilu Berodo is not speaking about davening with Shmoneh Esrei. It's speaking about Kriya Shema. Because every time a person says Kriya Shema, he's connecting to the Yichud Hashem and to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And explains of Yitzchak Isaac Chaver on the Gaon over there in the Sefer Be'er Yitzchak, that the same revelation that we have every day in Kriya Shema, we connect something to this Gilui Hashem, that's the same revelation we had in Matan Torah. And the same way in Matan Torah, there's a Gilui of Hashem and it comes with a combination of joy and fear, also Kriya Shema has to come with the joy and fear. And the Vilna Gaon adds there's something interesting. He says, if you take Shema Yisrael Hashem Akira Hashem Echad, and you remove the two large letters, which is the letter Ayin and the letter Dalet, that's the two large letters, Lashon Eidus, witnessing, the witness. What's left is the word Aleph Sin Mem Ches, which is Esmach, Lashon Simcha. In Kriya Shema, we're getting all Machus Shemaim. We're doing an Eidus of Machus Hashem in the world. And that comes with tremendous Simcha. Because when we're connecting to Yichud Hashem, the relation of Hashem in the world, there's a tremendous Simcha, the same way we have the Simcha in Matan Torah, and that comes together with the fear. And this all connects beautifully with Divrei HaMaharal on Sfira Soimer and Inyana Deyoimah. Because the Maharal says there's 49 days for Sfira Soimer, and they're divided into two parts. They're divided to the first 32 days. 32 is the numeric value of Kavoit, Chof Beis Vav Dalet, respect. And then there's the last 17 days of Deyoimah. The Maharal doesn't speak about that numeric value, but that by Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal said that that's the gematria, that's the numeric value of Toiv. Because there's two parts of Torah. There's the part of trepidation, of fear, of awe, and that's kavod, respect. And then there's the part of Toiv, of gutzkeit, of the joy of Torah. When we're going through Sfira Soimer, we're preparing these two parts. The first 32 days, we prepare the kavod part of Torah. The last 17 days, we prepare the Toiv part of Torah. Says the Maharal, that's why the first 32 days we have the minog of being in a velus for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, because Shaloi Nagu covered Zebazeh. They did not fit that part of Torah. The last 70 days, we don't have that anymore. So you have here 49 days of the Omer preparing for these two parts of the Torah. Because Matan Torah, and similarly, Kriya Shema, which was the same connection, come with these two parts of Gilu Bereado. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.